MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your family. Here's Melanie Cole.
Thinking about weight loss surgery? At the top of your to-do list is choosing the very best hospital and an experienced medical team. My guest today is Dr. Elizabeth Zubowitz. She's a bariatric surgeon with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Zubowitz. Who should consider bariatric surgery?
I recommend anyone who's been trying their whole lives to lose weight and have been struggling and failed other attempts at weight loss should consider weight loss surgery. In terms of the specifics, insurance requirements require a BMI of 35 or more with medical problems, or simply a BMI of 40 or greater to be covered for the bariatric procedure.
What kind of medical problems are considered?
The medical problems include diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, osteoarthritis. And even if you may not necessarily be diagnosed with those, a lot of times people may have things like latent arthritis or sleep apnea and not even know it. So I still recommend people to come in if they're in that 35 to 40 range. And we usually assess for all of those beforehand to see if they would be approved for surgery.
Is there a psychological counseling involved in these parameters?
There is a psychological counseling. That's actually something that's required by insurance companies and required by our program as well as any other program that you would attend. And that requires at least one visit with a psychologist or psychiatrist. Either if the patient already has one that they see routinely, we can give them the guidelines that need to be addressed. Or at least as far as a hospital center goes, we have our own dedicated psychologist that the patients can go see.
And what would you like them to do in advance of considering surgery? Should they still be trying to diet? This is a tool for them, yes? So what do you like them to do in advance?
So there's a pretty rigorous preoperative program that patients undergo in advance. And the things we really recommend are learning healthy eating habits, learning portion control, making sure that they're medically optimized and safe to undergo surgery, and get them at least in the beginnings of a exercise program. So we actually at a hospital center have a program with a gym that's nearby to the hospital where they go do an exercise evaluation. There's no strict requirements in terms of whether or not they need to lose or a certain amount of weight, but more we want to see that they are actively trying to make those lifestyle changes, because bariatric surgery can be very successful, but it's only successful if you do it in conjunction with healthy lifestyle changes.
So tell us about the types of bariatric surgery available.
So there are three primary types of bariatric surgeries that are most commonly performed. These are the gastric band, the sleeve gastrectomy, and the gastric bypass. And the majority of the time, these can be performed laparoscopically, which means you make 4 to 5 small 3 to 5 millimeter incisions, and that helps decrease hospital stay, recovery time, and pain.
Are any of these reversible?
So none of them are truly reversible. The first one, the lap band, this involves placing a band around the stomach as a way to cause restriction and decrease the amount of food you can eat. There's no actual change to the patient's anatomy, so theoretically that's reversible, but I do warn people that it does require another major surgery in order to take the band out, and oftentimes the reversal surgery isn't covered by insurance unless there are actually complications from the band. So even though the anatomy is not being altered, and you can in theory take out the band, making it quote reversible, I caution people not to make that their number one reason why they would choose the band.
Then tell us about gastric bypass surgery. What's involved in that?
So the gastric bypass surgery has been being performed the longest amount of time for weight loss. And so the most data regarding effectiveness and complications, et cetera, are out there for the gastric bypass. And the bypass involves both the restriction, where we make the stomach smaller, as well as bypassing a significant amount of small intestine. So even what does go down is not absorbed in the same way that it would in a normal person. It's very effective for weight loss, and it's and the weight loss tends to be the fastest with the bypass. It's also probably the best for resolution of diabetes. Though I will say the third surgery is the sleeve gastrectomy, and that is also very effective for weight loss, as well as resolution of medical problems like the diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And the sleeve involves actually stapling up the side of the stomach, and we take out about 70% of the stomach. So it's what's called a purely restrictive procedure, slightly less involved than the bypass with a slightly lower complication rate, but the weight loss is just as good as well as the resolution of the medical problem.
And what can a patient expect after these surgeries? Can they still go out and eat at restaurants? What do you tell them about eating in that first couple of weeks?
So obviously there's going to be huge changes to eating after getting a bariatric procedure. For the first couple of days, a person should expect to be nauseous, expect to have some abdominal pain. That's normal. The important thing is just making sure you're keeping enough liquids down to stay hydrated. So for the first 2 to 3 days, patients should remain on clear liquids. Then we transition them to full liquids like yogurts and thicker soups and things like that. And around the 2-week point is when we transition them to actual solid foods. In terms of going out to eat, we actually have cards that we give patients, so when they do go out to eat, they can order from the children's menu, just because there's no point in, obviously, getting large portions when you can't eat them all. But again, it's also important to remember that usually when people go out to eat, you're not able to track just how many calories and how much fat is in what you're eating, so it's still important to pick the healthier option.
Are there certain foods that they should now stay away from or try to avoid?
Nothing... Specifically, people tend to have a harder time with certain foods, like thicker, tougher meats and things like that. But over time, people usually end up being able to tolerate pretty much anything. I do hear that a lot of times people's taste buds significantly change. So something they may have really liked beforehand, they no longer like after, or vice versa. They didn't like before the surgery and now they do. So it's more kind of a trial and error. At the beginning, you'll have to see what your body can tolerate and what your body doesn't.
And while we said near the beginning, Dr. Zubowitz, that this is a tool to help them lose weight, what do you tell them about what they need to change after the surgery and lifestyle modifications that are so important?
So just like preoperatively, where we recommend the healthy eating habits, the portion control, and the exercise, that obviously needs to be continued after the surgery. And the surgery itself helps with the initial weight loss and can help magnify the effects of healthy eating and exercise. But to consistently keep that weight off in the long term, you've got to keep those healthy eating habits. So I recommend, in general, at least 3 to 4 times a week of cardio, 30 minutes per session, to try to add in some strength training, in addition to always be mindful of portion control and eating 3 to 4 small meals as opposed to snacking throughout the day. And if people use all these tools together, they can be extremely successful with their weight loss.
And how much weight, if they follow all of these guidelines after surgery, can they expect to lose?
So on average, people receive the lap band lose about 50% of their excess weight, and people who undergo the sleeve gastrectomy or the gastric bypass lose about 60 to 70% of their excess weight, which means that, let's say they're 100 pounds overweight, with the band they'll lose about 50 pounds, and with the bypass of the sleeve they'll lose about 60 to 70 pounds.
In just the last few minutes, Dr. Zubowitz, please give us your best advice for people considering bariatric surgery and what you really want them to know.
People considering bariatric surgery, obviously being able to make your lifestyle changes to lose the weight is the best, and being able to avoid a surgery. But by the time someone gets to the point where they're considering bariatric surgery, I'm sure they've already tried the dieting, tried the exercise, and it's just not working. And it's because of, I think, a series of genetic changes and basic changes to your metabolism that really makes it extremely difficult that even by doing the right things, to lose that weight. And that's where the bariatric surgery can be extremely successful. It helps fundamentally change the body's metabolism. So it makes the lifestyle changes like exercising and eating healthy more effective.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. And for more information, you can go to MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.